First of all, I would express my thanks to the organizers of this conference to give such opportunity. Today's talk, my talk is on reversible cellular automata. Reversibility is one of the fundamental physical property, and reversible computing system reflects such physical property very well, and very much closely related to physical reversibility. Reversible or injective cellular automaton, RCA in short is a CA, whose global function is one-to-one. In such a very simple definition, it reflects physical reversibility very well. And in spite of such strong restriction, they have very rich ability of computing. For example, computation universality, self-reproduction, synchronization, and so on. And today's topic is how can we find a simple computation universal one-dimensional reversible cellular automata. So far, we developed two kinds of methods to implement reversible universal cellular automata of one dimension. First one is to simulate reversible Turing machines, because Bennett showed that reversible Turing machines are universal. And in 1989, a very old result of ours is that any reversible Turing machine can be simulated by an reversible cellular automata. It is known there is a universal reversible Turing machine. Therefore, we can construct universal reversible cellular automata by this method. But by using this method, resulted universal cellular automata becomes very complex. It needs many states. To reduce the number of states, we need some other techniques to construct universal cellular automata. Recently, we investigated such a method and find a method to simulate a cyclic tag system. This system, cyclic tag systems, were introduced by Cook to show the universality of ECA rule 110. And we used find such system, cyclic tag systems are also useful to show the universality of reversible cellular automata. In automata 2005 and 2006, we presented 30-state one-way. One-way means two-neighbor reversible cellular automata on infinite configurations is universal. And on finite configurations, we found 98-state two-way. Two-way means three-neighbor, radius one, reversible cellular automata. Recently, I found that 80-state one-way reversible cellular automata, automaton with 1-bit communication channel is reversible. Content is as follows. After giving some definitions, I explain briefly RCS, reversible cellular automata that simulates reversible Turing machines. And then show reversible cellular automata that simulate cyclic tag systems. Reversibility of cellular automata is decidable. It was shown by Amorse and Pat. But in general, it is very difficult to give reversible cellular automata by using a conventional framework of cellular automata. And there are several design methods of reversible cellular automata. For example, block cellular automata, usually sometimes called Maurer's neighborhood cellular automata, and partitioned cellular automata, second order cellular automata, and so on. And we mainly use partitioned cellular automata for constructing some reversible cellular automata having desired properties. Partitioned cellular automata, PCA in short, is something like such system. In one-dimensional case, each cell has three parts, center part, left and right part. And next state of this cell, ith cell, is determined depending on the center part of this cell and the right part of this cell and the left part of this right neighboring cell, not whole the three cells. Only these parts influence the next state. Such a system can be regarded as a circuit constructed of sequential machines of MIDI type, because we can regard right part and left part and right part as communication channels to the neighboring cells. Namely, if at time t center part is in state C and it receives input R and L from the left neighboring and right neighboring cells, then it becomes to the state C prime and gives R prime output to the right neighboring cell and L prime output to the left neighboring cell. And as for PCA, two kinds of reversibility can be defined. Global function, capital G, is defined as usual, namely local function G is applied to all the cells in parallel. By such a operation, a global function is defined. And it is said P is globally reversible if and only if a global function capital G is 1-to-1, and P is locally reversible if and only if local function G is 1-to-1. And it is easy to see that P is globally reversible if and only if it is locally reversible. In other words, the PCA P is globally reversible if and only if the associated sequential machine is reversible. Because each cell of a partitioned cellular automaton is a finite state automaton with outputs, namely a sequential machine. And if this sequential machine is reversible, that is, from the next state of this machine and the outputs of this machine, we can uniquely determine the previous state and the previous input, then it is said to be reversible. This is the definition of reversible sequential machine. If this reversible sequential machine is reversible, then resulting partitioned cellular automaton is also reversible, and vice versa. Therefore, it makes feasible to design a reversible cellular automaton. Next, I show how reversible partitioned cellular automata can simulate reversible tubing machines. Roughly speaking, reversible tubing machine is a system of backward deterministic tubing machine. A formal definition of a Turing machine is as follows, but here I mention on this quintuple form. This is, of course, a usual definition of Turing machine. If Turing machine is in state P and reads the symbol S, then it rewrites this symbol to S prime and move its head to the direction of D and becomes to the state Q. And reversible Turing machine is defined as follows for the quintuple form. Namely, for any pair of distinct quintuples, this one and this one, if the next state, Q1 and Q2, are the same, then written symbols, S1 prime and S2 prime, should be different. And move direction, D1 and D2, are the same. If this condition holds, then we can uniquely determine the previous quintuple that applied last. Therefore, such a Turing machine is reversible. And Bennett showed that for any irreversible Turing machine, there is a reversible one that simulates the former. Therefore, reversible Turing machine is universal. And we showed that for any one-tape reversible Turing machine, there is a reversible PCA that simulates the former. And by this method, M state N symbol reversible Turing machine is simulated by a twice N plus 1 square N state reversible PCA. Therefore, we can conclude reversible PCA is universal. But by this method, many number of states are needed. For example, this is a very simple reversible Turing machine, a T mod 3. It computes a given binary number, mod 3 of a given binary number. This binary number represents 15 in decimal. Therefore, the answer will be 2. The answer 2 is written here and holds in the final state. This machine is reversible Turing machine. And such a machine is simulated by a reversible partitioned cellular automaton of this type. Symbol 1, 0 and blank and 2 are written in the center part of this each cell, and right part and left part of each cell can contain internal state of given Turing machine. The simulation is rather straightforward, but the important point is that if the given Turing machine is reversible, then resulting cellular automaton is guaranteed to be reversible. This is done by using the framework of partitioned cellular automaton. And recently, we gave a result that there is a 17-state, 5-symbol, universal reversible Turing machine. But this machine is relatively small as a universal reversible Turing machine. But it still needs many states if we simulate this universal Turing machine by reversible partitioned cellular automaton. So in order to reduce the number of states of universal reversible cellular automaton, we need other framework. Here we try to simulate cyclic tag systems. So far, we obtained the following result. 30 state one-way reversible cellular automaton on infinite configuration. And 98 state two-way reversible cellular automaton on finite configuration. And 80 state one-way reversible cellular automaton with one-bit communication channel. A cyclic tag system is defined formally as follows, but I have no sufficient time. I only explain by using an example. Cyclic tag system is defined as follows. 3 is the period of this system, and Y and N are the symbols is using the symbol, and rewriting rules are listed here, and these rules are cyclically applied. At the time step 0, first 0th rule is applied, but if the first symbol is N, then simply N is deleted. And at time 1, second rule, NY, is applied if the first symbol is Y. Therefore, at the next time step, NY is attached here, and so on. And Cook showed that such simple system has computation universality. Last year, I found that there is a 30-state reversible partitioned cellular automaton that simulates any cyclic tag system. In this cellular automaton, left part has only one state, blank. Therefore, we can regard this system as one-way, two-neighbor cellular automaton. And the local function is here. And we can check that no two rules have the same right-hand side. Therefore, it is locally reversible. Therefore, also, it is globally reversible. And initial configuration is set as follows. Here, the initial word is given. For example, in this case, initial word NYY is given. And rules are given here. And it is repeated cyclically. And computation of this system proceed as follows. Such periodical rules proceed rightwards and interact with given strings, and rewriting is performed. And this process goes strictly reversible. And also, we can give 98-state reversible partitioned cellular automaton on finite configuration. In this system, only one copy of prototype rewriting rule is given here, and rewritten symbol string is given here, and the signal E goes back and forth between the boundary of rules, and generates infinite copy of rewriting rules. Okay. And finally, I explain about 1-bit communication channel cellular automaton. In sequential machines, reversible sequential machines, we can show the following lemma. Let M be a reversible sequential machine with M states and N input-output symbols. For simplicity, we assume N is 2 to the case for some k. Then there is an equivalent reversible sequential machine M prime with these states and only two input-output symbols. This is done by coding each symbol by binary sequence. This is relatively straightforward, but also an important point is that the resulting sequential machine is reversible if the original sequential machine is reversible. And to show this method, we need this reversible partitioned cellular automaton, P40. It has four symbols, four states in right path, because four symbols can be encoded by 2 bits of 0 and 1. Simulation of a cyclic tag system proceeds as follows. This is essentially the same technique is used as before. And 1-bit communication channel cellular automaton P80 can simulate P40 in this manner. It is a little bit hard to read, but sorry. Right part has only two states, 0 and 1. And for example, for each center state, N or Y, has right suffix or left suffix. Left suffix is represents input buffer, and right suffix represents output buffer. By providing such I/O buffers, encoding and decoding can be performed. Of course, as I already explained, such encoding is straightforward, but resulting cellular automaton becomes also reversible if the original is reversible. Okay. Today I briefly explained several types of universal one-dimensional reversible cellular automata. But my conjecture is that there are still much more much simpler cellular reversible universal cellular automata. But if we use the framework of partitioned cellular automaton, it is relatively hard to find that. But I think there will be several state universal reversible cellular automaton with several states exist. Thank you for your attention. Yes.
Okay, so the question is about the, what can you say about the global, say, the transfer, the automaton transformation? Is it continuous, reversible?
From which, from Turing machine?
Yeah, yeah.
To federal automaton. Yes. Also a backward deterministic. Global function is... Pardon?
Entropy of this...
Entropy? Entropy is, of course, defined based on some stochastic process.
Okay.
Therefore,
we... For example, because irreversible, the moving uniform measure is invalid.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Okay. So, the question was that the measure entropy is zero or not? Because the word determinism, so...
It is a rather difficult problem because to define entropy, we need some framework of stochastic process. But in this model, every computation proceeds deterministically.
Okay, that's what you consider, for example, topological entropy.
Of course,
one who asked whether this is